Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. So you've made it to hump day, it's Wednesday, and you're headed in the right direction, I trust. I really hope that every morning you've woken up since Sunday morning and you have put those I ams to work, that you have been able to answer the I am and then what is the blank. I am lovely. I am a masterpiece. I am powerful. I am truth. And beginning to every morning to be able to look at what God has already promised that you are in his strength will give you the ability to stay mentally engaged into the gospel work and into your walk with Jesus. I urge you, do whatever you have to do to stay mentally engaged in your faith walk. So today, let's start with Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians, beginning in chapter 10, verse 5, where we read, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Okay, let me ask the question again. Are you mentally engaged with eternal thinking? That is a mouthful. Are you mentally engaged with eternal thinking? One of the things that we say we value a great deal at Sugar Hill Church is that we speak openly on the things of God, that we have our life where we lived with an open hand, that we are a people that want to be able to gracefully share the love of Christ. When you look through all that, the question, I suppose, is the world's cares, can they be so demanding that they cause us to disengage from capturing our thoughts for Jesus? Like an AWOL soldier, our thinking can wander into enemy territory and fall into false reasoning. Instead, I believe the Lord desires that we, his kids, proactively capture every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Mentally engaged Christians, mentally engaged followers of Jesus are conscious to intentionally think well. Isn't that great? That we can intentionally set our minds on Christ. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your mind." Jesus, you see, described mental engagement as a love relationship with him. Does your mind pursue the Lord as a suitor pursues his sweetheart? Sadly, some experience a joyful marriage of salvation with Jesus, but they never grow in a fulfilling relationship that flows from loving, living, and leading with Jesus. Knowing Jesus, obeying Jesus, mental engagement initiates that often. Perhaps you start with an hour less entertainment each week and you replace it with contemplation on Christ and his ways. Or what if an hour over the course of 7 days sounds like you just couldn't do it? Somewhere in those 168 hours, that there's not one you could carve out of that. So let me just give you the benefit of the doubt and say you're way too busy to do that, but you could do 30 minutes maybe. I mean, maybe you could do 30 minutes less something, maybe less Facebook, less television, whatever that is, maybe even less fitness. But you might could enjoy the wholesome process of setting your mind through the reading of quality material, through the reading or the listening of wonderful music, to the engagement of what God wants to speak to you. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, what we read is, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about those things." Excellent work requires mental engagement, especially when we're easily distracted by disinterest or other opportunities. Don't mentally resign or retire when you're in transition to another job assignment. Be a good example of finishing well in your work. I don't know about you, but man, my mind could go 100 miles an hour in one 15-second prayer. Well, our proactive plan to prohibit Satan from half-truths, resting and filling our mind with those things, we're like a full cup of coffee that has no room for any additional liquid. So a mind full of Jesus' thoughts has no room for knowledge that's against him. That then allows us to let Jesus mold our thinking into his thinking, and we can be glad and we can respond accordingly. Paul writes to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 2:16, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct them? But we have the mind of Christ." Let your prayer on this day be, how can I grow my thinking so I am mentally engaged in what matters most? God bless you. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on these weekday podcasts, and please share them in your social media networks. We're going to have a great weekend this week, so make plans to be with us at Sugar Hill Church, and it's at 9:30, 11 a.m., and you can always watch it streaming live at live.sugarhill.church.